Why are Amazon brands choosing to go public? That's the article we're going to be reading from Michael Waters of Modern Retail today. I get sent articles from time to time, and on occasion, I'll go ahead and just flat out read the article because it's fascinating and interesting intel for Amazon sellers as you're on your journey to grow your sales on Amazon. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. The article begins, bit by bit, Amazon sellers are eyeing the public markets. Although Amazon's third-party marketplace has been around since 2000, Amazon sellers have historically been far too small to reasonably consider going public. But as Amazon's overall customer base ballooned this past year, so did the size of its top sellers. According to Amazon's most recent earnings report, seller services, the amount that third-party sellers pay Amazon in commissions, fulfillment fees, and so on, grew 57% year over year in 2020. Per Jungle Scout, 2% of Amazon sellers now boast a lifetime profit over $10. By the way, we actually read the 2020 on State of the Seller report from Jungle Scout days ago. Definitely going to want to go check that one out. Good intel there as well. The third-party vendor PharmaPax, for instance, brings in at least $250 million in sales. For that upper tier of sellers, going public is no longer out of the question. The best encapsulation of this happened last August when Anker, a Chinese electronics company that began as a third-party seller on Amazon in 2011 and now sells in stores like Best Buy, hit the stock market. Today, it has a market cap of close to $10 billion. More quietly, another Amazon native company, Mohawk Group, has finally gained traction after a year and a half struggling in the public markets. It's much smaller than Anker, market cap of $873 million, but its stock has been surging since a low of $1.70 per share in mid-March. Its share price has leapt to around $33 a day. And it suggests that as the Amazon marketplace consolidates, some vendors are sturdy enough to stand up to their own companies. I can definitely see more Amazon companies try to go public, said John Emery, a founder of the investment firm Avery & Co. He added that the path of a seller from the Amazon marketplace to the public markets looks different than that of a typical brand. Traditional go-to market is let's build a brand. Let's try to take the traditional brick and mortar. That was historically it, he said. On Amazon, he went on, what matters isn't the name of a brand of a company, but rather the discoverability of its products in its search result. He pointed to Mohawk, which encompasses a mix of products that the company launched itself or acquired from successful vendors. Avery & Co. has also invested in Mohawk. While few consumers have ever heard of the name Mohawk Group, they very surely have seen their products on Amazon. The company's Home Labs brand, for instance, includes a set of dehumidifiers, ice machines, refrigerators, and other home products that regularly rank above veteran players like Frigair. Going public is a risky endeavor, especially for an Amazon small seller. Mohawk had its IPO in June of 2019, just 5 years after it first launched. Didn't go well. The company was still too small and poorly resourced. Seeking Alpha called it a failed IPO at the time, bringing in just $33 million of its anticipated $50 million gross proceeds. We did go public, definitely too early, and when we knew that was going to be the case, you live with the consequences of your mistakes. Fabrice Hamade, CFO of Mohawk, told Modern Retail. But in 2020, Amazon's record year gave a boost to Mohawk itself, and Mohawk has seen a flurry of investments, especially since December, when several prominent Wall Street banks, including investment bank Oppenheimer, began to assign analysts to track Mohawk for the first time. According to Emery, the endorsement of those analysts naturally creates a flywheel upward. As risky as IPOing for its third-party marketplace seller, Hamade said that it's seen some benefits. Mohawk has embraced the strategy of acquiring successful products on Amazon and other marketplaces. It has an algorithm that tracks by keywords, trends, pricing changes, and around 550 other variables across e-commerce marketplaces. That algorithm helps the company identify products that are worth acquiring. And in his purchase talks with sellers, he said the ability to offer liquid stock is a big draw. Today, on the merger and acquisition side, it's proven to be an advantage, he said. Although Mohawk now sells its products across a number of e-commerce sites, including Amazon, Walmart, Rakuten, and several others, any company that is built around a marketplace it can't control is taking a risk. The biggest Amazon sellers rely on their products receiving top slots in search results, and it's totally out of the question that Amazon, through an algorithm change or something more dramatic, couldn't knock off these products down. I've seen that from time to time, by the way. To Emery, though, the rising competition from platforms like Walmart is mitigating that risk. I don't think they want to artificially put up the number six dehumidifier and push down the number one dehumidifier, he said. Because of Walmart, they're even more incentivized to give the consumer what they want. Mohawk, for its part, uses algorithms to track, on an hour-to-hour basis, shifts in the marketplace, which it claims insulates it from on Amazon's end. Hamade said that he expects many other sellers to grow the size of Mohawk and potentially try their hand at SEO one day. The Amazon marketplace is such a large ecosystem, he said, that there's not going to be only one big company in the entire space. There's going to be multiple players. So the reason I chose to read this article today is because I have been seeing the signs. I like to call myself the taxi driver of Amazon sellers, and I see lots of Amazon aggregators coming out and buying up brands. You're probably going to see a lot more content from me around this issue because I think that it's a really important issue to delve into further, because no matter where you are on the spectrum of Amazon sellers, it's going to impact you. As larger brands come into play, more capital, competition, and it also means harder competition as they invest further in service offerings. In fact, at My Amazon Guy, we are currently chasing these aggregators to earn their business. If you are an Amazon aggregator, please reach out to me. Love your business. And if you're not one of the sophisticated sellers, you got a choice on your hand. Because what you did to go from zero to 500K is not going to be the same thing that you're going to do to go from 500K. There's a very different set of rules, set of team, and set of expectations, optimization, sophisticated. You're competing now against public trading companies. This is a very different landscape versus what we saw in the last years on the Amazon marketplace. It's a really big game. I can't emphasize this enough. I have been suspecting that we've been Amazon aggregators for the last couple of years, but it really accelerated here, and we're seeing a very strong out the 2020 strategy. I personally predict we'll see EBITDAs go up 40% this year just due to the fact that no better place to put capital right now than in Amazon only. So that's good news for the value of your company. Again, you're going to see the sophistication of competition go up as well. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. Hit the next playlist for the Amazon aggregators. You want to see what else, what other things that we're doing as it relates to Amazon aggregators. Everything from how to run multiple accounts, OTP, login issues, works. Check us out at myamazonguy.com.